FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
Hello everybody and welcome to the first of our special pre-season editions of This Club Is My Club. Coming up on this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from that pre-season friendly with Bangor 1876 from Saturday afternoon. We'll be hearing from Neil Reynolds, from David Chadwick, now goal-scoring sensation David Chadwick, from assistant manager Brian Richardson. We'll also be joined by some of the players. Adam Dodd will be coming on the show, Curtis Jones, and now Rodney. But before that, it's to a bit of a catch-up to the early weeks of pre-season, and the pre-season kicked off with that home match against Morecambe last Tuesday, where FC United were convincing winners, 3-0 victors there over the League Two side. And then last weekend, it was a trip down south to take on Enfield Town and Lewis FC. Two defeats in that one, but a chance for Neil Reynolds to take his squad away from home for a bit of team bonding and of course bonding with supporters. And for his reaction to those two matches down in the southeast, early in the week, Tim Browning caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds.
Great trip for more than one reason. Obviously, we went into the weekend away on the back of a great win against Morecambe, but it was always going to be my plan never to name the same 11 that played against Morecambe. So it was always going to be a chance for everybody to get minutes in both the games. There wasn't a strong team or a weak side. It was very much a case of, can we all get the same minutes in? So, you know, we look at the results, and although we didn't win the results, there was so many pleasing performances over the 2 days. And for me to be at a club or manage a club that has that type of organisation and, you know, pre-season schedule has been fantastic. So yeah, it was great. Like I said, for more reasons than one, it enabled the squad to all bond together and learn about each other as well, which was key for me.
Yeah, I mean, two games in 18 hours effectively is a bit of an ask for any squad. Kind of, what do you think have you learnt anything about the players above and beyond on the pitch in terms of character?
Yeah, I have, absolutely. I mean, I think when you look at the squad and the journey down there, again, it was 3 weeks ago since we first met, but to get to really know each other, to get friends with each other, to bond with each other the way they did do, and that's just not on the journey, that's on the pitch as well. I was really proud, you know, just to see them all together and look out for each other as well. They look like a squad that had been together for, you know, not 3 weeks, maybe 3 years. And, you know, results aside, you know, it was great for us. And, you know, if you're going to reflect on results, I'd say we won the second half against Lewis. But it wasn't about results for me. It was about the lads getting minutes 3 weeks into the season. And like I said, Saturday after the Lewis game, you know, my squad will start to develop and the first 11 will start to develop as we run out of pre-season games now, but I'm delighted with the weekend.
Neil Reynolds there speaking with Tim Browning earlier in the week. So next up for FC United was that pre-season friendly with Bangor 1876 last Saturday at Broadhurst Park, and it was the first ever game for the brand new supporter-owned club from North Wales. And before kick-off, Tim caught up with Bangor 1876 secretary, here's David Hughes.
What does today mean to you, the Bangor fans?
Well, it means so much, and the fact that you was really the epitome of good practice in terms of non-league football have invited us here today as a fan-based club like we are. But of course, we are seeking to emulate your success and so on, and, you know, kind of really put our football team at the heart of the community.
Obviously, it takes a certain kind of fan to have that sort of passion and drive to walk away from, you know, effectively a club they've supported for a long time and feel very greatly about, to create their own club. Can you tell us something about the Bangor fans and their passion?
Yes, passion is, we're in the Welsh Premier, we're in the Welsh Premier League, and we had the opportunity, for example, of playing in Europe, and we regularly used to take sort of dozens of fans over to Europe, but these guys, they go through thick and thin. I'm really pleasantly surprised at the amount of support that we have here today. Yes, it is a friendly, but it's also our first ever match. And I think, you know, to have the honour of playing here and for you to give us the honour of being your opponents today, it really means a lot to our guys.
Yeah, and I think it's a reciprocate. I mean, I think it means a lot to everyone who I've spoken to at FC about what an honour it is to be able to host this game. The future, obviously, you know, this is the first step of many. What are you looking for to sort of achieve over the next couple of years?
Well, what we're trying to be is at the heart of the community. We want to ensure that there's sustainable, competitive football in the Bangor area. We want it to be run on ethical grounds. We want people to feel that we are, you know, practising equality and that we are actually putting stuff back into the community. So things like well-being, you know, kind of looking after perhaps older people like myself in walking football and this kind of stuff. So really, we will be seeking to emulate the model that you've created.
David Hughes there, Bangor 1876 secretary, speaking with Tim Browning before kick-off on Saturday. And to the match itself now, and to hear how FC United got on in their fourth pre-season friendly of the summer, it's over to our FC Live team. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Broadhurst Park for the fourth pre-season friendly of the 2019-20 season. And joining me for a bit of a pre-match chat, Stato Paul is back. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Today it's FC United against a brand new club, Bangor 1876, a brand new fan-owned club from North Wales. And if you're listening from Bangor, congratulations for making the big step, and congratulations on fielding the team this afternoon in your first game.
Yeah, it obviously brings back memories of our very first game at Lee
back in
2005. When, you know, nobody really knew what to expect, and the team ran out in red shirts, and of course it was a goalless draw, but nobody really cared because it was the fact we put a team out on the pitch, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and the inflatables had been tossed around, and it was just the joy of seeing us put a team on the pitch, really, and I'm sure the Bangor fans will feel the same way.
Absolutely, there's a fair contingent of Bangor fans here enjoying themselves. It's going to be a good day today as well, because there's Kushka Malcolms is on, and there's lots of post-match stuff taking place as well. We've already had the first week of our pre-season, and James was there for the bulk of it. James, how was your trip away to the South Coast?
Well, it was a great trip. It was an exhausting trip, I think, for the players in particular. Long trip down Friday, then getting there about 4:30, then hanging around before playing a game, then a bit of a session at Enfield, then on arriving at Brighton about 1:45 in the morning, checking into a hostel, and then so not having, you know, not ideal preparation for the second game, but I think it was partly a bonding exercise, but it was a chance to... For him to, you know, for Reno to look at the players that he's got and try some different combinations, and you know, there's some very good signs for FC United, and I think that from what I saw last weekend and what we've seen so far, the 11 that he's chosen is quite close, I would think, to what his first 11 would be. He did allude to the fact when we spoke to him briefly after the Lewis game that he thought he had about 8 players he was pretty certain about now as his starting lineup. Obviously that could change, there's still plenty of more pre-season to go, but I think that sounds about right looking at this. Craig Carney, interesting there, being put in at the right back. He played in midfield the first half against Lewis. Adam Dodd has featured heavily in each game. He came on very early in the Lewis game because James Joyce, who also looks good at left back, picked up an injury. But Dodd perhaps a more physical presence.
I mean, the players that I think, well, in the listening to your commentaries last week, as well as obviously the Morecambe game, Paddy Wharton, I think he's nailed on going to be the goalkeeper. I think
he's booked him for the whole season unless something catastrophic happens. But Dodd at left back, I think, Sean, when we were watching here last time, particularly as an attacking left back, looks very, very useful.
And obviously Mike Potts is still here, and he's the captain, and I think he's going to be pivotal this season. Another player who's been quite good in pre-seasons, Charlie Ennis.
With the sweetest, of course, beautiful goal against Morecambe, which you both saw. And then in the Enfield game, another beautiful free kick from a similar position, which the keeper was an excellent save, just tipped it away for a corner. So he's already front and centre for the dead ball and duties.
And of course Donoghue with his boxer tricks.
Yeah, Donoghue, as for those who've joining us a bit late into pre-season, Donoghue has been epic, hasn't he? And he definitely looks hungry.
His ability to beat players is second to none in this squad, I think, certainly. And he's going to be a major asset for the season coming ahead.
And another player who looks very sharp,
apart from Chris Sharp, of course, is Lewis Myers.
Yeah, he's very busy, holds the ball up well, very strong. It's going to be very interesting because with the games last week, the coaching staff afterwards were saying that had Allman been playing, they were saying, two people said separately he would have got 10 goals, which may be a slight exaggeration, but point being, there was a lot of good creative play, particularly in the second half against Lewis, where and then there was just that final bit of decision making and finishing that didn't quite pay off. And I think Allman is the kind of, from what the coaching staff is seen as kind of the final piece of that particular jigsaw, and what that would mean in terms of the front lineup, and we'll obviously go through the teams in a minute, whether Lewis Myers would make more of a number 10 and someone would make way, but Regan Linney does look very skillful,
and of course Regan Linney's a Bamber Bridge product, so yeah. I'd be surprised if he's not been brought in to play left wing.
Absolutely. And then Luke Griffiths again in the second half against Ennis, he does look a player. He's the one player you can see can deliver a 40-yard ball, and he does look. He has got time on the ball. So
I'm right in saying Luke Griffiths is former Prescott Cables, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's right, isn't it, Paul? So yeah. You know Brian Richardson here. He knows all about Luke Griffiths, and yeah, I think everyone's cautiously optimistic. I think is the right phrase, because last season's pre-season was pretty good as well, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, I think what we're looking for is a blend to last us the whole season rather than just the first few games. And the good thing about these friendlies is that they are varied standards of opposition, and that's what we need. We don't want to play a series of walkovers,
but we also
want to play clubs that we can learn a bit from.
Yes,
Bangor, of course, is a very unknown quantity, so this is we have no idea what to expect this afternoon.
And of course, obviously, the pre-season carries on after this one. AFC fouled on Tuesday night, and we'll have full commentary from Broadhurst Park for that game. And we might go to Chorley. Do you want to go to Chorley? He's grimacing, everyone. I might go to Chorley on my own. I like a butter pie. But it's matters this Saturday now. Bangor 1876 in their first game ever, taking on FC United of Manchester, who seem quite old and mature in comparison.
14 years on.
Yes, and it's now time to hand over to expert commentary team for this afternoon's pre-season friendly here at Broadhurst Park. It's Stato Paul, but first, James Quinn.
Ennis plays it back to Curtis Jones. Jones on the halfway line, the number four, spreads it out. Left-hand side, Regan Linney now to Dodd. Dodd will try and bring it in into the 18-yard box. Plays it back to Linney. Gets it back to Dodd. Dodd slips his man back to Griffiths. Ooh, slips it in nicely. Regan Linney there to the byline. Linney across comes. It's got to be a goal. It is. It's 1-0. And it's Lewis Myers. And FC United through that bank of defence like a knife through butter. And good work on the left-hand side. We've seen already Regan Linney and Dodds linking up well. They did it with excellent effect there. And a tap-in for Myers. FC United 1-0.
Rather similar to the goal that he scored against Morecambe, Myers. Again, the setup down the left-hand side made it a formality, really.
Chastening start for the visitors. Free kick in it comes, floats in. Wharton collects though unchallenged and builds again from the back now. Regan Linney over halfway. Regan Linney. Myers now pursuing this towards the byline. Oh, does well as Myers plays it back. Chance now. But 2-0, and Ennis just strokes it in with his left foot. And that really was, and we talked about this man's cultured right foot. Well, that was with the left foot, Paul, and he just placed it in, didn't pass it into the corner.
Yeah, it was very coolly finished, and he's certainly got an eye for goal.
Potts bringing it forward. Regan Linney over halfway, got space. Oh, not makes his man. And Linney now towards the 18-yard line. Brings it infield, Linney. Oh, and gives the ball away, but it bounces fortuitously for Donoghue. Linney again, left-hand side. Lewis Myers wants somebody in the box there. And it falls now for Ennis to blast it in, 3-0. As easy as you like. The ball, Bangor defence went up for it. And then it rather sort of almost stopped him time the ball there, very conveniently for Ennis. Bounced up, half volley, and he took it very sweetly, did Ennis, and no chance at all for Leon Jones. It's FC United 3, Bangor 0. Ennis dispossessed by Locke on the left-hand side. Oh, a ball given away by Bangor again, Griffiths again. Linney will check. Now it's Donoghue Oh, beautiful ball now, Ennis with a chance for 4-0, surely. And he makes it. It was a through ball and it was a beautiful one too. But Ennis made the perfect run there. Banger not able to track back in time, and this is getting a bit dispiriting for the Banger 1876 on their inaugural fixture. It's now 4-0 to FC United. We played 35 minutes. Tom Dean bringing it forward. Nice ball, left-hand side to Dodds. Dodds controls it with his head, and he goes to the box now. Dodds battling away. Can he get a cross ball in? Slides it in, Donoghue, and it's gone in, has it? It's 5-0. Not a lot of celebration now for FC.
Well, we're 39 minutes in, and I think we're good down the left.
5-0. But also, Tom Dean, we talked about Griffiths being able to pick a long ball out, but Tom Dean, that was a perfect ball out for Dodds to run onto there, and he did well, took it right to the byline, shrugged off the challenge of Jamie Thomas, whose head's a little bowed there, and these Bangor players have just got to get on with it, really. Can FC add a sixth here as we move into the 42nd minute?
16 goal attempts so far as opposed to one.
Now Griffiths has it. Ennis. Ennis gets the cross in, far post. Queuing up, Dean! And Jones puts it in, it's six. It's the two centre backs there combining. And FC have it, Akani now cross in. Myers goes up, headed rather vertically there by Thomas. And now it's Curtis Jones picking it up. Second ball now, it's with Dodds. Dodds out to Ennis now, left flank. Ennis now towards the box. That's for Dodds again. Dodds, in it comes. The ball breaking for Griffiths. It's 7-0. And Dodds. I mean, it's interesting that Somers Jones, who was playing in a forward position, has dropped back almost as if to help out on the right-hand side. But whatever they try, Dodds just finds the space, has the extra yard. And it really is, every time FC come down the left-hand side, you're expecting a goal. And it's going to be interesting to see, isn't it, Paul, whether this selection of players can cut open Bangor in the same way that the first half lineup did.
I think the starting 11 showed some very good cohesion, as if they'd played together as a unit more, whereas this second half selection may be more mix and match, so might be a little bit more difficult for the second half 11 to put the same cohesion together.
Foles plays it forward, Niall Rodney, nice first time ball out to Hallowell. Hallowell does well there, beats his man. Hallowell into the box there, number 19, can he take a shot, can he take a, he goes himself, decent save, but on the rebound it was Niall Rodney, it's number 8. Well, that is perhaps a first answer to our little speculation there, Paul, because that was a very good move down the right-hand side, and Hallowell looking really impressive there. Rodney out to the right-hand side. Oh, and Hallowell, who's looked a handful, was he offside? Crossing, oh, sharp! And it is 9-0.
No, the flag was for a foul.
The flag was for foul, but the referee played on, and it was a great cross. And Hallowell, Paul, really looks a handful.
He does, he got past his man very elusively there, and trademark sharp goal, really, headed in, very straightforward,
and he
high quality cross.
He scored, of course, against Morecambe, and there were chances at the end for FC in both games, and he was frustrated not to keep his run of goals going, but he'll be pleased to have got on the score sheet today. So it's 9-0 to FC United. Double figures, really more than on the cards here. Now Sharp now for the byline. Score of that ninth goal, and he slips his man really well. Cross comes in, chance for Rodney! And oh, and it came off the defender, but it could still go in. And Chris Allman makes it 10. Well, as they made a real mess of clearing that banger, tried to clear it, felt the beat of Allman, and well, we talked about him being a potential goal scorer. He'll not get an easier one than that. And it's 10-0. Now Rodney, square ball, Carney. Carney out to the right-hand side. Now, Hallowell, Cross ball comes in, nodded down!
Yes, and he's got
Chadwick.
It!
It's David Chadwick proving the doubters wrong.
Yes, but can he do it on a cold Tuesday night in Grantham?
Well, when you needed someone to dig FC out of a hole, it was David Chadwick.
I would suspect that's his first goal for round about 8 years in the FC shirt.
Up goes Chadwick there with a header. And then he tries to play it forward. In a very, and now Rodney, surely! Oh my goodness me! What an assist from Dave Chadwick! He nodded the ball, but he fell to the ground. Suddenly, somehow got a foot on it. Then Rodney strode through and scored. 12-0 FC lead. Oh, an awful mistake. Peachy with a chance for Banger. Surely he must. Oh, good recovery from Morris. Oh, and another chance now. It's a it's gone! And it's gone through Walker's legs. And it's Ben Lundstrom on the turn there. Lundstrom, the ball fell to him. FC appeared to have cleared the danger, but it fell for Lundstrom. He took a left foot shot with some power on it, but it was a simple save for reserve keeper Mason Walker, but it went through his legs, and it's 12-1.
And if memory serves, didn't it take us about three games to score our first goal? So
yes.
Banger already ahead.
Torpy at Flixton.
Yes.
Yeah. Neil, once more, thank you for coming up so quickly. Very positive, entertaining afternoon. What were the main positives from your point of view?
The first positive for me is the establishment of Banger, 1876, and you know, great occasion.
Absolutely.
To be able to host them. So you know, that was the highlight for me. And I want to wish them all the best. You know, they've got a great management team, great set of fans, and you know, I just want them to wish them all the best. As for my team, I couldn't be more delighted. You know, you can only beat what's in front of you, people saying, and I think that some of our goals today were, you know, they wouldn't have looked out of place in, you know, the top divisions. And you know, for us, it's building. It's nice to score that many goals, and I think we scored more today than we did it all more last season. So I don't know. So it's, you know, so I'm happy.
And how pleased were you with this assault on the left-hand side by Dodds and Reagan Linney, which was it was on stop every time they came down? You expected a goal.
And you know, it doesn't matter who you play against. You know, teams in our league, you won't be able to stop that because the quality is there. I mean, Dodd, I think I counted 30 times he made an overlap in the run the first half. The kid doesn't die of energy. He's just so fit. And then you've got Reagan Linney in front of him, who's just got all the ability in the world. And you know, they're lighting it up, and people want to see attacking football. And we said that, you know, we'll get people to play attacking football. So I think on both channels you've seen that. You know, just pleased with everything.
Is Carney is his best position right back, do you think? Is that where what you're looking at him?
I've looked at him today. I like Craig. He's a fit lad. He's a box-to-box midfielder. He's played over 250 games at this level, and he can kind of like Mr. You know, versatile. But I liked him at right back because he can get up and down. He puts good deliveries in, and it's another option for us. You know, I just want to look at options and just make sure that the fluidity of the side is right. And you know,
what are the options at right back? Is it Craig, obviously, and
I've got Ollie Crowley. Second half, I've got young Rain who can play in there. Salute can play there. And just wanted to look at Carney today. You know, it's how they complement. I do a lot of homework on what we do off the ball. Mm-hmm. So how many times does Carney drop his shape in behind Tom Deans and Curtis Jones? And it's not just with the ball that people look at. And I think his understanding of the game probably at the minute puts him ahead of other players. But you know, we'll see.
And then talking of flanks on the second half, young Hallowell. Again, that was it was almost like, well, on this half we're going to we'll destroy them from the right flank, but and with Niall Rodney as well, who seems to be settling.
Rain, my little pocket rocket, he is. Yeah, yeah. You know, he's a great little lad, and you know, he did great when he come on. And you know what, people are going to have to be patient. He's a really young lad, but he loves it here, and you know, he's going to have a big future, and he's going to play his part this season. But I'm certainly not going to put too much pressure on him from the start. So he's, you know, he's very much part of this squad, and then. You know, great to see big Rods up front, you know, scored two, and his pace is something else.
Well, he's a player who seems to be sort of growing in, having seen the four games, really, that he really looked more at home today, and, you know, not in any sense looking round and being uncertain.
Arguably probably looked better down the middle as well.
Yes.
And, you know, in the wide areas, and I spoke to him before the game, and, you know, it's something we're going to work on because we still probably want another option at the top end of the pitch, so... for me, you know, that's an option, so he's good.
Yeah, and Ennis, well, he's a bit of class there, isn't he?
He's a talent, you know, he's a talent, his attitude's great, he's got himself fit, he scores a hat-trick in, what, 8 minutes today. Yeah. He scored on his game against Morecambe. I think he's going to be a real favourite down here.
Yeah.
But again, we're not getting carried away, you know, we've just, no. It's a win. Last week was two defeats, the Morecambe was a win, and now we've got to build onto three really tricky fixtures now, and that's why he got really into this, because he failed and Chorley and Chester. So
I was going to say, one of the performances of last season was the first Hereford game away from home, and that was where we first saw Wallen and Potts working together. Very reminiscent this afternoon with Potts and Griffiths, I thought. Is that something that you've got in mind for?
Yeah, they complement each other. I think Griffiths has got that range of passing. He can go short, he can go 30, 40 yards. He's, you know, he's physical all over the bar. He likes to get forward. He's a real talent. He's Luke and Potts. He's getting back to full fitness. It's options for us. And I think what it does when you've got two players that are so comfortable on the ball, it lets you get out left and right. And I think you can see with our overlapping runs with our fullbacks, a lot of it goes through Griff and a lot goes through Potsy. And we'll just keep working on it. We'll keep working on it. And, you know, you never know what will happen. You know, unfortunately, we lost Chris today and he looks a serious injury. You just never know what's going
to
happen.
Is that related to the other injury?
No, no, it looks like his knee. It looks like he's done some damage to the cartilage. It looks like it's not going to be good. He's devastated downstairs. But like I said, that's why we've got to keep everybody fresh. And it's not going back to Potts and Griffiths. We need to keep Lenihan and Carney, you know, fit, because you never know what's going to happen in football.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was noticeable in that first half as well was, especially from Potts and Griffiths, was the no more than two touches. Yeah. And I know you're screaming that from the touchline as well. Yeah. So I'm not like some kind of tactical genius. No. I've just been lit reading you.
No, and I'll just say, you know, the minute you have more than two as a centre midfield, the pitchers kind of change in front of you. I know we work on our shape and our patterns, and we've got to know that the lads in front of them, as soon as Potts or Griffiths receiving it, one, and they're going to play the next one into the man that's going into space. The minute they don't, they kill it, and that's why I got slightly irate in the first half, because things then change in front of the stuff that we work on in training, which is frustrating as a manager.
So it was a game back here after the tour of the South East last week. Job done with regards to what you wanted from that tour. I mean, we've all seen the videos on social media and stuff. I mean, that does seem to be the point, because the scheduling must have been difficult on the pitch. But
absolutely fantastic. You know, I honestly, it was the first time I've ever done the trip. I was blown away with how many fans and, you know, travelled down. I was blown away with, you know, how the players bonded with the fans and vice versa. It was so nice to see. And, you know, yes, the football is important to us, but we had to rotate the team. We had to get lads' minutes in. People were, you know, putting the bodies on the line, two games in 24 hours. But it was very much a case of the team bonding. And, you know, we've just had a little sing-song in the dressing room now. And we've pinched an NFC United song. But it's, you know, it just brings everybody together. But finally, before what I do go, I do want to say, I've just found out of Paul Howard today that I think we broke the 700 mark for season tickets. And that's incredible. And, you know, I want people down here and I want people watching. But it's a big thank you to the people that have bought the season tickets early. We've got another month to go, and just really hope we can, you know, maybe break the four-figure mark. That's what I'm looking for.
Because that was what we were just saying then as well. I mean, you're obviously big trying to get the players to not be afraid of the membership, not to be afraid of the home support, because obviously the home form last season was a problem. Mm. So if you're going to buy your season ticket, it's going to be pretty good stuff.
It's going to be great. You know, we're all going to be members. You know, I've committed to that, and I want as many people in this ground. And, you know, I've talked about the good times, and I walk down that tunnel and I see them pictures, and I want the good times to come back. And, you know, so far so good for me, and we just want to kick on, and we want to put smiles on people's faces. So, you know, if people haven't bought the season tickets yet, please go and buy them, and, you know, we'll promise to do our bit in terms of trying to entertain the fans.
And just before you go, speaking of entertaining the fans, I've watched Chaddy over numerous seasons, and you know, your predecessors, when the chips were down, they went, put Chaddy up front, and it never worked. You know, just lump it forward to the meathead up front.
Yeah, probably highlight.
Well done.
Yes,
you're the first manager where it's actually worked.
He said he wanted to go centre half. I said, put Rodney left hand side, go down the middle. And, you know, talk about highlights in your career. When the noise that erupted when Chaddy scored, he'll never get, you know, you can never get bored of playing football. And he's delighted down there, and he's played his part, and I'm glad that he scored in front of the fans.
And what about that assist?
For Rodney. Listen, he's giving me a headache for Tuesday night now. That's the thing. I'll just tell the fans, obviously, I go away now on Tuesday, so I miss the next couple of games. Little kids on holiday, so, you know, I'll see everyone when I get back. But, you know, Chaddy, he's in good hands with Chaddy, so, you know, fingers crossed we can get the right results and see everyone back in a week.
Nice one, Neil.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
So we're now joined by Mr. Dave Chadwick, and, well, I was saying to Neil Reynolds earlier that, you know, he's the first manager where it's actually worked, because his predecessors, when the chips were down, always said put Cherry up front, lump the ball up to him. Never worked.
It's all about the service.
What a finish.
It was about the service, wasn't it?
Walk us through. I mean, what was going through your mind when you, you saw that?
Do you want me to lie, or do you want me to just tell you what happened?
What was it, clearance?
No, it was a great header. To be honest, I didn't think he was going to put it to the back, and it was always the defender's header. And just Sherpa just said, I'll go front or something. So I just went, I just peeled around the back, and luckily Rain put some height on it, and I just...
And you followed that with an assist as well, which was sensational.
Overhead kick assist on my bottom.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee I'll never do that ever again in my life. But no, it was good. It's nice to get a little 15 minutes thinking about what.
I mean,
what you
in all
won.
Fairness, you're part of the fabric of this club, and I'm not going to give your age away at all or anything like that. But has it ever popped in your mind that you've just scored in front of the SMRE for the first time?
Yeah,
in a proper game.
No, I did. Soon as the final whistle went, and I was walking over, and they were all singing, and I was like, wow, do you know, it's so gutting to be so old when I first joined. Do you know, and I was seeing the likes of Jezza and all that, who were 20, 21. I mean, I had 7, 8 years on them. And you get to the point where you have to retire in that because of injuries and what have you. And Margie always said to me, try and play as long as you can. And I always remember that, and I was gutted that I had to retire at 35 or whatever because of injuries and groins. And so, no, it's nice. And do you know, I joked then, I said, you think so? I'm signing on this year. And I'm serious.
We all remember Monsley. I didn't think you played that bad
exactly.
against
Monsley. Anyway. But I'm going to pick and choose games because I'm not going against pace. So I want a big donkey that I can kick.
That's fair enough. But obviously, Dave, you're part of the coaching staff now. And
yeah.
Pre-season last year was a good pre-season, but obviously that didn't translate into the season.
I didn't see much of it, to be honest.
This season's pre-season's been pretty good, to say that I think a lot of impressive displays. Where are we tracking, do you think, against expectations?
Where we expect them to be, you know, we set plans before pre-season. You know, we worked hard on getting players ready and in who we wanted, who had the attitudes, who'd work as hard as we wanted them to. Pre-season started, and you know, I'm not going to lie, we butchered them, and they responded well. And you could see the fitness levels improving within a week, within 2 weeks, and I even think after them 2 weeks they were fitter than last season's squad in November, December. I really do, but we made them work hard. And you know, we went into Morecambe considering that you've never played with each other. And, you know,
first team.
Well, Jim Pentley turned around to Renault afterwards and said, you know, that was my strongest team I started with. And, you know, and they were complimentary against us. Every team we've played so far have been so complimentary on us trying to play the right way. Down in London, both games, you know, they were exactly the same. And we're just trying... We want people with great attitudes who can play football and who are comfortable on the ball, because we want to play football the right way.
And with regards to the trip away, you've obviously been on a few trips with FC United.
Yeah, it was a bit quieter than some, which needed to be. And it was great for the lads because it was a bonding, you know, getting to know each other. And it was ideal, you know, us getting in at 2 o'clock on a Saturday morning before a game, because we'd just played already against a team who probably rested and done everything right and we did everything wrong. But then again, we gave a great account of ourselves. You know, both games we should have got some out of them. But it was the way we played, and you know, we did miss chances, and you know, but we kept going and going and playing football and how we want them to.
And job done with regards to building that bond between the players and the fans as well, because I think there was a bit of a.
There was a divide.
Almost like a subconscious, I'm scared of performing last season for a lot of times, and that needs to be gotten rid of.
Yeah, definitely.
And batch of players.
And I was talking to a gentleman before the game on about how it's changed from the first 5 years to now, how there's been a divide from fans to players, and I think it's the personality of the players that have been brought through the club. Quite simple. So we've tried to bring people in with the proper attitudes who will, you know, they've got to be in that frame of mind where you've got to go and speak to the people on the club. You know, you've got to, they're your boss at the end of the day as well. But they'll not act like it. You know, they'll buy you a pint. They want you to tell them, you know, thanks for coming, and you know, how's your day been, all that. You know, conversations like normal people. But I think we moved away from that, and that's something that we want to get back in. And you know, even we used to have a door across here where players were separated eating, and it was all wrong. You know, and everyone's together, and they should be together, you know.
Well, Dave, big congratulations on your performance.
No problem.
This afternoon. Look forward to seeing you at Manchester
Premier Cup. No, for Grantham away.
Grantham away,
let's
by the way.
Grantham away.
You'll be my legs next to me, this one here.
Thanks, Dave, mate. Cheers, mate. Over to you.
Adam Dodds joins us now. Adam, welcome to FC United. Congratulations on the performance. What was the highlight for you this afternoon?
Minutes are obviously important, but just the way the lads clicked on the pitch. I mean, we've been working on it slightly in training. I mean, most of it's been running, hard work, because that's what the Gaffers teams are about, hard work, fitness, and just moving the ball and getting that connection and moving like robotic come towards the game. So
yeah, and your last club was, of course,
Bamber Bridge.
So you know the way he works, and is he somebody that you've always got on with, worked with easily?
Yeah, ever since I went to Bamber Bridge, the gaffer wasn't in charge at the time, but when he took over, I just loved his ideas, loved how he worked, loved how passionate he was, always wants to get better, always wants to improve, and it pays off on the pitch, really.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you experiencing this club? You know,
it's brilliant. Obviously, I heard massive things. It was a big part of me coming here, and obviously, I want to do well. I want to play for a big club like this, and obviously, the fans are what makes the club, and I think the connection with the fans and the players that they brought in, I think it's brilliant. So,
and your left back looks like your strongest position, although you did start in midfield in one of the games last weekend. What's your
I played in midfield and both left back. I mean, when I was played professionally, I got given a pro because I could play midfield and left back, but yeah, personally my strongest position I think is left back. I played there for most of my years now, and that's where my experience is. So
yeah, and the group seems to be really coherent and getting seems like a genuinely close group.
I mean, I've never been in a bad changing room, but I've never been thrown into a team where he's put lads together in such a short space of time, and the bond that we've made already, lads are getting on. There's no cliques, there's no egos, and it breeds success, and it's very important within a changing room.
And the fitness seems very, very strong for this early stage, relatively early stage of a pre-season.
And again, it's one of the fittest squads I've been involved in since from the first day we did the run-in. I'm not seeing anything like it. So
what was it? It was a 1500?
It was one 1500 metres, two 800s, three 400s, four 200s, five 100s on a red hot day as well.
How did you do?
I mean, I did all right.
Yeah.
All the lads did all right, though.
Yeah. So. But ball work started now, obviously, and that's paying off.
Oh, yeah. Once the balls get thrown into it, that's when the lads start to improve. The lads know back of their hand who's going to do what, movement regarding on the pitch and stuff. So.
Excellent. Well, Adam, thanks so much for joining FC, but thanks for joining us this afternoon. Great performance.
No problem. Thank you.
Loving watching you play, and we'll see you in the
cheers,
coming weeks.
Top man.
Thanks
top
very
man,
much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
We're now joined by assistant manager Brian Richardson joins us, and we've spoken many times on the MPL show, but never on FC Radio in this guise. I mean, welcome to the club. Firstly, you're not being officially welcome to the radio. Welcome to you. How are you settling in?
Brilliant. Yeah, great club, great fans. Everything's gone fairly well. It's settling quick.
Your background. Or you know where you've managed in the past and that kind of thing. For those who are unaware, I mean, you come from Prescott Cables, pushing for promotion over a few seasons now. What was the thinking for you to make that leap from there to this one here?
In my career, I've been number two and manager, and to be honest with you, I just enjoy either. Obviously, more responsibility as a manager, but the club here is obviously a massive club. It was a bit of a wrench to leave Prescott, and probably this would have been the only club that would have attracted me from there because of the size of it and the potential. Probably what we didn't have at Prescott was that ability in the short term to be able to go that bit further on, you know, and we missed out narrowly obviously with the promotions, but it was getting more and more difficult. And when the opportunity came, which it did virtually after the final week of the season, when it did come, it was just a case of, well, it's too good a chance to miss.
It's odd as well, because one of those playoff finals was against Neil Reynolds' Bamber Bridge.
I keep telling him, if we'd have beat Bamber Bridge, I'd have been manager now and he'd have been assistant, but he's not having it. I don't know why.
I mean, how have you found pre-season and on that trip away last week? I mean, it was, I know the scheduling of it, it was clear that it was always going to be tricky on the pitch, but off the pitch, I think there was more to that trip than just the football.
Definitely. We've obviously got a lot of new lads in the dressing room, and we have done some background on all the lads we've got in. We think we've got a really good group of boys. And I think the bonding trip proved that point. They were very much together very quickly, and I think it'll start showing on the pitch. You need that, don't you? You know, because we're going to have some hard days as well.
And obviously, as a player, one of those things is that gives you a bit of a boost is if your manager leaves, they come knocking for you to come with you. That's a great honour. And one of those players is Griffiths, and he was pretty good this afternoon, I thought.
He's a pretty good player. Also, I don't like to say too much. But, I've seen him last year. He came to us at Prescott around September. Believe it or not, I've been training here. And Chaddy was manager at the time, and they just didn't have anything for him because of the contract situation with the players here. And he just got better and better every week. He'd missed a little bit of football from leaving Bolton Wanderers. But I think he's now showing what he's capable of, as he did at the end of last season as well.
So what we're saying is, for those people listening in from other clubs perhaps, he's rubbish.
He's not good enough, no. Yeah. Give him 2 years and he'll be all right.
And just before you go, Brian, it's a similar question I just asked Chaddy there, but where are we tracking versus your own expectations there? Because it's difficult to tell where we are with pre-season versus, you know, where we're going to be for Grantham away. So are the management happy with the way things are progressing?
We think we've got a good squad to play at this level, you know. How they would have done last year, I don't know. It's hard to say, isn't it? Our games, certainly the two games and the Markham game were tough games. And the fact that you're continually changing like a revolving door, that's giving us a chance to look at players, but eventually we've got to start getting that down. We had 26 players in the dressing room today, be it we've only used 18 and 19. But, you know, we can't keep that going now. We've obviously going to have to clip that a little bit. And there's going to be one or two lads who are going to be casualties. And that's the hard part in football. That's to be done.
That's where the Chadderton match comes in next week, I'd imagine, as well. Because that's like, you know, a Thursday night game that's been thrown in. Yeah. That's going to be an opportunity for those fringe players.
Yeah,
to
and the trouble is sometimes it depends on who you're playing. Like Tuesday night, if someone gets given a shirt against Fylde, it's obviously a much, much bigger challenge than playing today. That's without being disrespectful, but, you know, it's a conference side, isn't it? So somebody does well against a conference side, you tend to think they've got it, you know. I mean, even Chaddy did well against Bangor today, didn't he, with that goal, great goal. But I felt a bit for the lads, you know, because obviously they're a new club and they've obviously got a bit of work to do in terms of where they've got to, like, get the levels from, you know. And I feel today we were very good in the first half, and I think the lads came on the second half and took it on as well.
Well, definitely optimism there and something to build upon, and a difficult game against Fylde on Tuesday. But
yeah, definitely.
Brian, keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Nice one, mate.
We're now joined by Curtis Jones, centre back, four games in. Curtis, how are you enjoying playing for FC United?
Oh, it's been amazing. The fans have been first class. I think last weekend when we went away to Brighton, I think it was like 500 there, so yeah. that was really, really good. And then today, with their fans and our fans, it was brilliant. I think Tuesday's the big test for us, but I think today, some of the styles of play we managed to link together, and it's fantastic. Hopefully, we can just keep that going now on Tuesday, and we've got a tough one. I think we've got Fylde and then Chorley, Chester.
Yeah.
So it's just making sure we can do it in them games, and then obviously the league will be here then, as soon as we know it.
And is the issue with a game like today that you've got to keep your concentration, because it's obviously you know from 20 minutes in this is going to be a very comfortable afternoon.
I think it doesn't matter who you play. I think when you're on the ball, you kind of just need to be the way we've trained all week and stuff. We need to make sure we put that into the game, and I think no matter who you play, it's always the same. When you're on the ball, it's kind of like robotic. You need to work it through, and if it's not working on one side, you come out and you go for the other side. But yeah, everything we're doing in training seems to be working, and We just need to make sure we keep doing it now when the games obviously get harder.
And how is the relationship with the back line, you know, particularly yourself and Tom? How is that?
Yeah, it's been great. We've played together now like 3 games, but I just think it's the way we're playing. I just think if we can just keep doing what we're doing, with the way we're stepping out and kind of not losing the ball stupidly in bad areas, and but yeah, it's been fantastic. I think we've kind of had a similar back four. I think Carney played right back today, and you've got Aaron and Markel, the young lads as well. So
what kind of centre back would you say? Are you a centre back who like has pretensions to play football like Ria and Fernando, or more of an Emanja Vidic who are you at, or Martin Keown, sort of out and out defender?
I want to try and get on the ball, to be fair. Yeah. I really want to get on the ball and try to step in and try and play, but I don't mind doing the other side of things where you win your headers and you put your sleeves up and throwing some tackles in. So
yes,
a bit of both. I don't mind it at all.
What's the with the management team and the coaching team with you know, with Neil and Brian, how does that work? Do they concentrate on different areas in training?
I think Brian and Chaddy, they do the sessions and the gaffer gets involved when he needs to, but it's been great. I don't think the gaffer was there on Thursday, so it was Brian, Chaddy, a few of them had a tough session, to be fair. There's a bit of running and we got the balls out with some possession and then some games, but it's been great.
And it's very specific drills.
I think it will come more now the season's coming closer. I think the gaffer and stuff will work on more shape side of things. We've not really done too much of that yet, just because we're only 3 weeks and out. We still think when the season does come around, then now it will start coming to the sessions where it's shape, and so that'd be good. Yeah,
well, it's all sounding positive. A great start for you, obviously. I would speculate that the manager's looking at you and Tom as a centre-back partnership, first choice, and you feeling good about it all then?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I think Tom misses the first game of the season. But yeah, it's just pre-season is just about making sure for me personally, it's making sure I don't get injured, and it's seeing the progression of my fitness each week, and I think that's the key points. And obviously now is when the pre-season friendlies kind of run out, that's when you want to be focused on your performances. But right now it's about staying fit, getting fitter as well for the games, and for me just making sure I don't get injured.
Well, so. Curtis, well done so far, and
thank you guys
and have a great next few games. Thanks
thank
for joining us.
Thank you.
All
top
the best
man. Thanks.
Cheers. Well, we're now with Niall Rodney. Yeah, bit of a super sub today. Now, how are you enjoying your time at FC United?
Yeah, like I think we spoke in the week. I was just saying how much I enjoy it, how much I'm enjoying like the fans, and I've been at many clubs, but I've not seen like such good player interaction from the fans.
Really?
And the players.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's been incredible. I think I mentioned it in my interview in the week when we was at Enfield, and like how. You know, the performance second half was really good and stuff, but the fans were just incredible.
Yeah,
the fans were
and what about the team, the cohesion within the group?
Brilliant as well. Like I touched on that as well in the interview earlier in the week, and the camaraderie between the lads and the staff as well, the managing staff and the gaffer. You know, like I was saying, we've been together just under a month. And like, you know, you can see when we score goals and everything, we're all round each other. We all want each other to do well. We've been forming like a really good group. I can't believe how quickly we've formed such a good bond, and we all want to win. We all want each other to do well.
Yeah, and you seem to just be set with each game. You seem to be getting more and more relaxed and a part of it, a natural part of it. Would that be how you perceive it?
Yeah, no, I think definitely. Like, as each game goes on, I think for me personally, I know pre-season, that's me. The gaffer's given me a lot of confidence. He's in my ear a lot and speaking to me, which, for me as a player, I like that. So that's been really helpful. And just, as the games get on, you get fitter, you start to get your touch back again and start to get a feel for, playing, regular football. So I think that's what's been good for me, and I'll keep on improving.
Yeah. It seems as if you're going to have to force your way in. I mean, I'm just speculating because do you feel confident that you're going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I think pre-season in my own ability, I know what I can do, and it just takes time from when I get my chance, whether that's starting or on the bench, I'll come on and try and make the best impact possible. So I make sure that I'm, you know, getting in the starting 11.
And what about that assist from Chaddy for your second goal?
I know. Beautiful. To be fair, I don't know how much he meant it or what, but we'll take it. It was really, really good.
FC Live there from Broadhurst Park on Saturday afternoon, following that victory over Bangor 1876, FC United of Manchester 12, Bangor 1876-1, and a big good luck to Bangor 1876 for the remainder of pre-season and beyond. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. Look out for a couple of FC Lives this week. AFC Fylde will be visiting Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night. It's a 7:45 kickoff. Then there's a match on Thursday just across North Manchester as FC travel to Chadderton. The address for the ground is Andrew Street, Broadway, Chadderton, OL9, OJT. Kickoff on Thursday will be 7:45, and then on Saturday it's an away trip to Chorley. The address for the ground is Victory Park, Duke Street, Chorley, PR7 3DU. The AFC Fylde game on Tuesday night and the Chorley game on Saturday afternoon will be broadcast live here on FC Radio. Just tune in from 7:30 on Tuesday and just before 3:00 on Saturday at www.fc-radio.co.uk. A big thank you to all our guests this week for joining us here on This Club Is My Club. We'll be back next week on North Manchester FM and in podcast form via fc-radio.co.uk on Monday. So join us then. I've been Ben, and you have a lovely week. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.